திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
ஓம் கணானா ஆம் த்வா கணபதி கும் ஹவாமகே கவிம் கவீனாம் உபமஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜேஷ்டராஜம் பிரம்மணாம் பிரம்மணஸ்பத ஆனக்ஷ்ரன்வன்னோதி பிக்ஸீத சாதனம் பிரணோ தேவி சரஸ்வதி வாஜேபிர்வாஜினீவதி தீனாம வித்ரகபதோ கணேஷாய நம சரஸ்வத்யை நம ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம ஹர ஓம். ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணாதிபதயே நம. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சதாசிவம் சிவாம் ஸ்கந்தம் கேசவம் பத்மசம்பவம் நந்தீஸ்வரம் கும்பயோனிம் பரத்வாஜாத்ரி கௌதமான் நமோஸ்து குரவே நித்யம் ஸ்ரீகண்டசிவயோகினே ஸ்ருதிசார சிவ விசிஷ்டாத்வைத பரபாஷ்ய விதாயினே. ததீச்சிம் உபமன்யுஞ்ச மார்க்கண்டேயம் பராசரம் ஸ்வேதாச்சாரியம் தச்சிஷ்யம் நீலகண்டசிவாஹ்வயம். ஜகத்குரு ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யா ரேணுகாராத்யா மங்களம் தேஹி பிரபோ. த்ரைலோக்கிய சம்பதாலேக்கிய சமுல்லேகன வித்தயே சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய சிவாய பிரம்மணே நம. யாமாஹுக் சர்வலோகானாம் பிரகிருதிம் சாஸ்திர பாரகாஹ தாம் தர்மச்சாரிணீம் சம்போஹ் பிரணமாமி பராம் சிவாம் அமிர்தார்த்தம் பிரபன்னார்த்தாம் யாசு வித்யா பிரதாயினி அஹர்நிஷமஹம் வந்தே தாம் ஈஷான மனோரமாம் சாம்ப சிவாய நம. ஸோ வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு கண்டினியூ வித் த சேம் டாபிக் where Vyasacharya enlightens Arjuna about Lord Shiva, describing Lord Shiva as the cause of all causes and describing Lord Shiva's divine features and the divine leelas of Lord Shiva. And he again and again states to Arjuna that Sharanam Gaccha Kaunteya, go and surrender to that Bhuvaneshwara who is the Lord of the universe. So we are going to continue on that topic. So 2 weeks back, we saw about Dakshayagnyam, Dakshayagnya Leela recited by Vyasa to Arjuna, and then he recited the Tripurasura Leela, where Mahadeva kills the Tripurasuras. And also he spoke about how the Devas went into Shiva Maya, and then they surrendered again to Lord Shiva. So and then we are continuing from there. தேஷாம் பிரசன்னோ பகவான் சபத்னீகோ விருஷத்வஜஹ தேவானாம் த்ரிதசஸ்ரேஷ்டோ தக்ஷயஜ்ஞ விநாசனஹ. ஸோ த ஃபோர்மோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் காட்ஸ், ஹூ இஸ் த டெஸ்ட்ராயர் ஆஃப் த தக்ஷா சாக்ரிஃபைஸ், ஹீ பிளெஸ்ட் ஆல் த தேவதாஸ். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப்டர் யூனோ த தேவதாஸ் ஆஃப்டர் கோயிங் இன் டு அஹங்காரா, ஆஃப்டர் ரெக்கக்னைசிங் தட் இட் இஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் லார்ட் ஷிவா, த பேபி ஹூ இஸ் சிட்டிங் இன் த லேப் ஆஃப் Parvati Mata, it is none other than Lord Shiva, and then they will surrender to Mahadeva. And then Mahadeva, who has the bull for his sign, because he is riding on the bull, and then who is the destroyer of the Daksha sacrifice, Sapatniko Vrishadvajaha, who is eternally along with Parashakti, he became gratified with the gods and with the, he became gratified with the Devatas and blessed them. And then he goes on, சவை ருத்ரக் சச்ச சிவஹ சோக்னிஹி சர்வச்ச சர்வவித் சச்சேந்திரச்சைவ வாயுஷ்ச சோஷ்மினௌ ச ச வித்யுதஹ. சவை ருத்ரஹ, ஓ அர்ஜுனா, ஹீ இஸ் ருத்ரா. வெரி ஸ்பெசிஃபிக் நேம் ருத்ரா. த வேர்ட் ருத்ரா கம்ஸ் 28 டைம்ஸ் இன் ருத்ரம். சச்ச சிவஹ, இட் ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பை சேயிங் ஓம் நமோ பகவதே ருத்ராய. 28 times the word Rudra comes. Rudra means the remover of all the sorrows. And then Sacha Shivaha, he is Mahadeva, he is Shiva. Shiva is a very unique word. Again, we have discussed this many times. The word Shiva also comes 16 times in Rudram. Mm-hmm. And just by reciting the word Shiva Shiva, one will get rid of all the sins. One becomes, you know, one becomes qualified to attain even the post of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra by chanting Shiva Shiva. So the word Shiva comes 16 times in Rudram. And Shiva Eko Dhyayaha, Shiva is the only object of meditation. So Sa Agni, he is Agni. So the Vedas, whenever we start reciting the Vedas, we start off with that, you know, Agni. That is actually, it is none other than Mahadeva's own form is Agni. So Ashtamurti, Ashtamurtir Anekatma Satvika Shuddha Vigraha. Mahadeva is Ashtamurti. Indra, Agni, Varuna, Vayu, Kubera, Yama, all of them are under the control of Lord Shiva. So the Vedas, we usually recite the Agni Suktam and then start off reciting the Vedas. Agnini ile purohitam yajnyasya devam ritvijam hota aram ratnadatamam. So Agni himself is actually part and parcel of Lord Shiva. And then Sognihi, so Agnihi, sarvascha sarvavit. He is described as Sarva. Sarvo vai rudrastasmai rudraya namo astu. Sarvo hyesha rudrastasmai rudraya namo astu. Sarvo vai rudraha, sarvo hyesha rudraha. It comes three times in the Mahanarayana Upanishad. Mahadeva is alone is present as everything. He alone is has that sarvatvam. He alone has that all pervasiveness, no one else. And sarvavit, he is all knowledgeable. He is omnipotent and omnipresent. He is the all-knowing, he is the only all-knowing personality. He is present in the heart of all the living entities. No, some people, they think something in their mind and then they do something. You know, they have two faces. But Mahadeva resides in the heart of all the living entities and he knows even what you are thinking. If you are thinking in an evil way and showing yourself as a good person, Mahadeva knows that, because Mahadeva resides in the heart of all the living entities, including the devatas, including the hearts of devatas. Devanagam Hridayebhyo, Rudram says, including in the hearts of Brahma and Narayana. Asmin Brahma Pure Veshma Dakaram Yedidam Mune Pundarikam Tu Tanmadye Akasho Dakarostitat Sa Shivaha Sachidanandaha Sonveshtavyo Mumukshubihi Ayam Hridi Titaha Sakshi Sarvesham Avisheshataha Tenayam Hridayam Proktaha Shivaha Samsaramochakaha. The last two verses of the Pancha Brahma Upanishad and the first two verses of the sixth chapter Chandogya Upanishad Vivaranam Brahma Gita Sutta Samhita says this. So Mahadeva is present as Sachidananda. Sat plus Chit plus Ananda. Ananda means bliss. And Sat means truth personified. Chit means consciousness personified. Mahadeva alone is described as Sachidananda in the Vedas and Upanishads. Sachidananda Vigraha. So he is present beyond the universe. He is present. He is all pervading. And also he is present in the heart of all the living entities. Sarvavit. Sacha Indra cha eva vayuscha. Soshvino chasa vidyutaha. So he is also present as, you know, he is in Indra, Vayu and the Ashwini Kumaras are also under the control of Lord Shiva. So that is told. And since chasa vidyutaha, vidyut means lightning. Where does it come? In the Mahanarayana Upanishad. Vidyullekeva vasvara. Nilato yadamadhyastat vidyullekeva basvara nivarashokavattanvi pitaba asvatyanopama. When it describes the heart of Narayana, how Mahadeva resides, how Parashakti and Paramashiva is described in the heart of Narayana. Vidyullekeva basvara. It's like lightning coming in the midst of the blue clouds. So that's what Vyasa says here to Arjuna, that Lord Shiva is also called as vidyuta, vidyut, lightning. Mata is compared to that, you know, blue clouds, and then Paramashiva is compared to the lightning that comes in the midst of the blue clouds. So that's how they are in the heart of all the living entities. And then this Vidyut also, Vaidyuta, comes in the Atharva Shiras Upanishad. Very specifically this word comes. Atakasmat uchyate Vaidyutam yasmat uchharyamana eva vyakte mahati tamasi dyotayati tasmat uchyate Vaidyutam. You know, why Mahadeva is called as Vaidyuta or Vidyut? Because just by merely reciting that word, you know, it illuminates the whole body. You know, that you become conscious of Mahadeva by just reciting that word Vaidyuta or Vidyut. And it eliminates the darkness, because everybody are in, you know, darkness. Unless, you know, we light the lamp and then enlighten ourselves with Shiva Bhakti, we are eternally in darkness. Andam Tamaha, Ishavasya Upanishad. So Mahadeva is that giver of knowledge. You know, the knowledge about Lord Shiva is the highest, and that will end, you know, that will end the greatest darkness that we are in. So that's what is told in the Atharva Shiras Upanishad. Vaidyuta is a name that comes in the Atharva Shiras for Mahadeva. And sa bhavaha sacha parjanyo Mahadeva sanatanaha. So these things, you know, if you see in the Kaivalya Upanishad also, And after describing the features of Lord Shiva, Uma Sahayam Parameshwaram Prabhum Trilochanam Neelakantam Prashantam Dhyatva Munurgacchati Bhutayonam Samasta Saksham Tamasak Parastad, meditate on that personality who is eternally with Parashakti, who is golden in complexion, who is the ultimate Ishvara, and who is three-eyed and who is blue-throated. By meditating on him, one will go beyond the three modes of material nature. And then it doesn't end there. It says, Sa Brahma, Sa Shivaha, Sendrak, Soksharak, Paramak, Swarat, Sa Eva Vishnuhu, Sa Pranaha, Sa Kalognihi, Sa Chandramaha, Sa Eva Sarvam, Yadbhutam, Yatchabhavyam, Sanatanam, Yatvatam, Mrityumeti, Nanyakpanta, Vimuktaye. So he himself is present, that Paramashiva who is eternally present, who is with Parashakti, he himself is present as, you know, Brahma, Rudra, Indra, Vishnu, Kalagni, Mrityu, Yama, Chandra, Surya, etc. Sa eva sarvam yadbhutam yachabhavyam sanatanam. So he is present as everything, and then he is sanatana, sanatana dharmam. Eternal, right? Sanatana means eternal, the one who doesn't have destruction. So Mahadeva is described as sanatana, sanatanam. Nyatva tam mrityumeti anyah panta vimuktaye. Nyatva, when you come to know about that personality, Nyatva means to know about that personality. Nyatva tam mrityumeti, once you come to know about that personality who is residing in the heart of all the living entities and surrender to him, you go beyond mrityu. Mrityumeti nanyah panta vimuktaye. There is no coming back after that. So that's how Vyasa also explains here to Arjuna that all these personalities, Mahadeva is otherwise called as Rudra, and Mahadeva is otherwise called as Shiva, and Agni, Chandra, Indra, Vayu, Ashwini, Kumaras, all are the expansions of Mahadeva. Sa Bhavaha, such a Parjanyo, Mahadeva Sanatanaha. Bhava comes actually very specifically for Lord Shiva. Bhava means the cause of creation. Namo Bhavaya cha Rudraya cha Namaksharvaya cha Pashupataye. He is the cause of all the creation. And such a Parjanyo Mahadeva Sanatanaha. Mahadeva also comes very specifically for Lord Shiva. It comes in the Atharvashiras Upanishad, and also it comes in the Atharvashika Upanishad. And the Gayatri Mantra for Lord Shiva is Tat Purushaya Vidmahe Mahadevaya Dimahi Tanno Rudra Prachodayat. So, the highlight of this word Mahadeva, it's the favorite of Krishna. In Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Krishna Janmakandam, 75th chapter, he says, Mahadeva, Mahadeva, Mahadeveti Vadinaha. The one who chants the name of Mahadeva, 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 one who chants like that, I will start running behind his or her feet. Krishna says this. So that's very, you know, it comes in the Vedas and Upanishads, and Mahadeva is a very specific epithet used for Lord Shiva. He is the greatest of all. He is the god of all the devatas like Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. And Sanatanaha, Mahadeva Sanatanaha, Vyasa says, so he is eternal. He doesn't have, he is imperishable. Sa Chandrama sa cha Ishanaha sa Suryo Varunascha saha. In general, you know, you have that Ashtamurti. Indra, Agni, Varuna, Vayu, Kubera, Yama, Niriti, Ishana. Now, Ishana is another epithet for Lord Shiva, but there is another, you know, personality named Ishana along with the Ashtamurtis. So that's what here Vyasa says, Sa Chandramaha, Sa Cha Ishanaha, Sa Suryo Varunascha Saha. So he is present as Varuna, Surya, Indra, Agni, Ishana, Chandra, everything. So that Ashtamurti is his expansion, that's what he says. And then Sa Kalaha, Sontako Mrityuhu Sa Yamo Ratriyahanitu Masardamasa Ritavaha Sandye Sambatsarascha Saha. So he is present as Kala, and he is Antaka, and then Mrityu and Yama. He is the day and night. Where does it come? Ahoratre Parshve Nakshatrani Rupam. Mahanarayana Upanishad. Ahoratre Parshve Mahadeva is present as the day, and Parashakti Mata is present as the night. Very beautiful. And he is present as the fortnight and month and seasons. Very similar things told by Upamanyu Maharshi in the episode of Upamanyu that comes in the Anushasana Parvam of Mahabharata. And he is the morning and the evening twilights, and he is the year. He is Datri and Vidatri. Data chasa vidata cha Vishvatma Vishvakarma krita Sarvasam Devatanam cha Darayatya வபுர் வபுஹு. ஸோ ஹீ இஸ் விதாத்தா, ஹீ இஸ் த அல்டிமேட் கிரியேட்டர், ஹீ இஸ் த கிரியேட்டர் ஆஃப் ஆல் த கிரியேட்டர்ஸ், அண்ட் ஹீ இஸ் த கிரியேட்டர் ஆஃப் ஆல் த ப்ரொடெக்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ், அண்ட் ஹீ இஸ் த சோல் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ். விஸ்வாத்மானம் பராயணம், விஸ்வாத்மா, விஸ்வ ஆத்மா, ஹீ இஸ் த சோல் ஆஃப் ஆல் த லிவிங் என்டிட்டீஸ், அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஹீ இஸ் த சோல் ஆஃப் ஆல் த, ஹீ இஸ் த சோல் ஆஃப் த என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ். ஜீவ ஜகத் ஈஸ்வரா, திஸ் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் அஸ் பசுபதி பாஷம். பாஷம் இஸ் த பாண்டேஜ் because it is eternally, you know, the jivatma is eternally, it keeps taking repeated births and deaths in this world, and it is tied, it is, you know, it has that bondage with this universe, and because of which it is not able to realize Mahadeva. And then pati, Mahadeva is that personality who removes that bondage and then takes the pati eternally back to, you know, Parakailasha. So Pashupati Pasham is what is very, you know, correlated with Jeeva, Jagat and Ishvara. Bhokta Bhogyam Preritaram Chamatva, Shvetashvatara Upanishad says. So he is the soul of the universe. So he is the soul of the Jeevatmas starting from the blade of a grass till Vishnu. And he is the soul of this entire Jagat. And Vishwakarma Krita, he is the one who makes you do all the activities. ஈஸ்வரக் சர்வபூதானாம் ஹ்ருத்தே சேர்ஜுன திஷ்டதி பிராமயன் சர்வபூதானி யந்திராரூடானி மாயையா. 1861 பகவத்கீதா. கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் டு அர்ஜுனாம், மகாதேவா ஈஸ்வரக் சர்வபூதானாம், ஹீ இஸ் பிரசன்ட், மகாதேவா இஸ் பிரசன்ட் இன் த ஹார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் த லிவிங் என்டிட்டீஸ், விச் காரலேட்ஸ் வித் த வேர்ஸ் இன் த வேதாஸ். ஈசானக் சர்வ வித்யானாம் ஈஸ்வரக் சர்வபூதானாம் பிரம்மாதிபதிர் பிரம்மணோதிபதிர் பிரம்மா சிவோமே அஸ்து சதா சிவோம். So that's what he says, and he makes everybody. Krishna says to Arjuna, he makes, Mahadeva makes to do, Mahadeva makes, Mahadeva is the doer of all the acts in this universe. And then he makes all the Jivatmas to engage in some kind of spiritual activity. And then he goes on to say, 1862, Tameva sharanam gaccha sarvabhavena bharata tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam. Go and surrender to him, just like Vyasa repeatedly says to Arjuna, தம்கச்ச சரணம் தேவம் பரதம் புவனேஸ்வரம், கோ அண்ட் சரண்டர் டு தட் புவனேஸ்வரா ஓ அர்ஜுனா. ஸோ கிருஷ்ணா ஆல்சோ சேஸ் தமேவ சரணம் கச்ச சர்வபாவேன பாரத, ஓ த பர்சனாலிட்டி பிலாங்கிங் டு த பரதா டைனாஸ்டி, கோ அண்ட் சரண்டர் டு தட் மகாதேவா ஹூ ரிசைட்ஸ் இன் த ஹார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் த லிவிங் என்டிட்டீஸ் அண்ட் அட்டைன் த பரம் பரசாந்தி, த ஹையஸ்ட் பீஸ். And we have discussed many times how Bhagavad Gita is the words of Lord Shiva, and Bhagavad Gita is Shiva Swarupam. And then, Sarvasam Devatanam Cha Dharayatya Vapur Vapuhu. And all the Devatas are under his control. And then, if you see, there is another place where Mahadeva's splendor is described. So, the splendor of Lord Shiva is described in the Ishavasya Upanishad. Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Abhigitam Mukam Tattvam Pushan Apavranu Satya Dharmaya Drishtaye. Mahadeva's, out of Mahadeva, from the Mahadeva's body, golden effulgence is coming, told in the Ishavasya Upanishad, 15th verse. And then, Pushan Ekarshe Yamasurya Prajapatya Vyuharashmin Samoha Tejo Yatte Rupam Kalyanathamam. So, I want to see that personality who is, you know, with the Kalyana Gunas, with the divine qualities and attributes. Mahadeva is described as Shuddha Sattva. He is beyond the three modes of material nature. Three modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, tamas, does not touch him. So I want to see that personality who is described as Shuddha Sattva. Tejo yatte rupam kalyanatamam, who is filled with divine qualities and attributes and characteristics. 16th verse of the Ishavasya Upanishad. And then Bhagavatam 8.7.31. Nate giri trakila lokapala virinchi vaikunta surendra gamyam jyotih param yatra rajas tamascha sattvam nayad brahma nirastabedam. When the halahala poison comes, all the devatas, including Brahma, Vishnu and Indra, they pray to Lord Shiva. And then one of the verses says that, 8.7.31, even Virinchi Vaikunta Surendra Gamyam, the effulgence that is coming out of your body, O Mahadeva, even Virinchi, Brahma, Vaikunta, that is Vishnu, Surendra, Indra, even these three personalities cannot understand the effulgence coming out of your body, O Mahadeva. Jyotih Param, Jyotihi, that Jyoti can never be understood by them. So the Jyoti is actually with, Jyoti represents the infiniteness of Lord Shiva. But meditating on the personality, you know, within the Jyoti is the highest meditation, as described many times, you know. We have seen in that Vishnu's Basma, where Vishnu wears the Basma all over his body, you know, because his knowledge was half knowledge. He did not attain complete knowledge. In order to attain complete knowledge, he had to apply the Basma all over his body and then bathe with the Basma and eat the Basma. And he has the divine vision of Lord Shiva within the Jyoti, within his heart, and then he attains complete knowledge. So meditating on the form of Mahadeva within the Jyoti is the highest meditation.